I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Thursday afternoon. What a spectacular first day of autumn. Yeah, it's a beautiful day. It's cool, almost chilly. What a change from yesterday. And a pleasant change. I love this time of year. I love fall in Ohio. I do. I hate winter, but I love fall. I love spring. I really like summer. Winter? Nah. But anyway, it's a great day, and it's a great day to welcome you to the program. Here's my telephone number. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. A few days ago, I told you about a Hamilton, Ohio judge who blocked the implementation of the heartbeat bill. He said, yeah, it could be unconstitutional, maybe, I don't know. I'm gonna block it for 2 weeks. Well, he has decided to block it for another 2 weeks. Here it is. A Hamilton County judge has extended the temporary ban on the state's abortion law for another 2 weeks, according to the Office of Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost. So the abortions right now in Ohio can continue through 20 weeks. Without the heartbeat bill, that's what current law says in Ohio. So the judge has extended the temporary ban until October 12th. Judge Christian Jenkins, interesting name for a judge who supports the killing of innocent unborn babies, initially granted a 14-day restraining order because of a lawsuit brought by ACLU of Ohio on behalf of abortion providers in the state. The clinics, we're talking primarily Planned Parenthood and some others, contend that the heartbeat bill violates protections in the state constitution, and listen to this, guaranteeing individual liberty and equal protection. Individual liberty and equal protection. I continue to say this. It is almost impossible to be pro-abortion and not incredibly, incredibly hypocritical. The big deal right now, one of the big deals, is gender reveal parties. You know, they put them on YouTube, and they're getting more and more extravagant. Is it going to be blue or is it going to be pink? Have you ever once heard anyone no matter how liberal they may be politically and philosophically. Have you ever heard anyone saying, we can't wait to find out the gender of the fetus? It's always the baby. What's the sex of the baby? Have you ever heard anyone, hey, what's the sex of the fetus? That's a baby. Whenever, tragically, a pregnant woman is killed, or because of an injury, whether it's a gunshot wound or a car wreck or whatever, if she loses the baby that she is carrying, the media never, she lost her fetus. No, the baby. The unborn baby. The baby died. We're not certain whether the baby will survive. That's always the case. Until the mother decides she doesn't want to be inconvenienced by that baby, then it's no longer a baby. It's a fetus. It's a clump of cells. No one can deny the hypocrisy in this, at least not anyone who is honest and objective. So the Hamilton County Judge Christian Jenkins has granted another 2-week restraining order against the heartbeat bill coming into effect. The law was signed by Governor Mike DeWine back in April of 2019. So we'll see. Now the date, what did I say? October 12th. What's going to happen after October 12th? Well, at this point, we just don't know. Now, speaking of the heartbeat bill, who are the science deniers today? Well, it's not conservatives. Have you heard about this? This is unbelievable. Stacey Abrams, the female candidate in Georgia who is trying to run for governor of the state of Georgia, she's failed in several elections. She has been an election denier. Yeah, she's been an election denier. Well, in a speech, I think it was over the weekend, this past weekend, she gave a speech at the Ray Charles Performing Arts Center in Atlanta, Georgia, and she claimed there is no such thing as a fetal heartbeat at 6 weeks. Now, an ultrasound can prove absolutely that sometime around 6 weeks, the heart of the unborn baby actually begins to beat. It's undeniable. You can see it in the ultrasounds. Here is what Stacey Abrams said, and she wants to be the governor of Georgia. And I quote, "There is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body." Think about how ridiculous that statement is. A heartbeat, a fetal heartbeat, quote, "It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body." You don't have to be a biology professor to know this woman is nuts. And she is absolutely denying science. By the way, if you look at her history, she was pro-life until she decided to run for office. And then she decided that as a black woman, she probably should support abortion. particularly as a Democrat. So she became pro-abortion only when she began to consider running for elective office. Again, she said, a fetal heartbeat, quote, it is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body. So in other words, there are no women who are pro-life. Only mean-spirited, terrible men. Now, if you're a woman, according to Stacey Abrams, you can't be pro-life. People are nuts. They are absolutely nuts. All right, we'll be back.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
It's interesting how the American news media has kind of turned away from the war in Ukraine, the Russian invasion of Ukraine. It has not stopped by any means, and it is so difficult to find out what's really going on. I mean, it is. It is very, very difficult. Obviously, Russia wants you to believe everything that they say. They're winning, they're winning, they're winning, they're winning, and they had every right to invade Ukraine because Ukraine was a threat to them. Now, it's hard to believe that, but that's what Russia is saying. And many people believe it, including people on the far right here in America. And then, of course, Ukraine wants you to believe everything that they say. We were completely innocent. We did nothing. We did nothing to precipitate this. We were absolutely innocent. And our sovereign territory has been attacked unprovoked by a huge nation in, well, it certainly looks like it was unprovoked. But anyway, it is difficult to try to interpret the reports coming out of Ukraine, coming out of Russia, coming from the American news media, the European news media, the Russian news media, and so forth. So it is hard to know what is really going on. But it looks like things are not going well for Russia. Here are some things that we do know. Vladimir Putin has called up 300,000 reservists. The first time they have done this since World War II. Now, most people thought that Russia would just kind of walk into Ukraine and basically just take it over. And the Ukrainians would surrender, lay down their arms, and, well, that hasn't happened. The war, I don't care who you believe or who you read, the war has not gone the way Russia predicted it would go and anticipated that it would go. Obviously, we know that to be true. And the fact that Russia is mobilizing 300,000 reservists for the first time since World War II does not speak well about how the war is going on Russia's side. We know that. Here's another thing that we know. One-way flights out of Russia have skyrocketed. Now, we're talking about Russian citizens. We're talking about people who live in Russia. Russian citizens as well as foreigners are leaving the country in record numbers. Many, many, many flights going to visa-free countries. Now, what does that mean? Countries that you can travel from Russia to without having to get a visa. Most of those flights for the near future are completely sold out. Completely sold out. Prices have skyrocketed. Some of the flights to these non-visa countries from Russia are up in the $10,000, $20,000, and even $30,000 range for a one-way ticket. We know that to be true, indicating that there is a panic within the country over the direction of the war with Ukraine. Here's the third thing that we know. There are huge demonstrations breaking out, particularly in the major cities of Russia, against the war and against Vladimir Putin. We know that Putin has over 100,000 troops and police ready in Moscow to put down protests, demonstrations, and even riots. Now, again, those are things that we know. One other thing, Vladimir Putin has threatened to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine. First time. This also was a first, but we know that it is true. Now, most of the rest of the world has made it very clear. You better not. You better not. United States, NATO have made it very clear. Totally unacceptable. Don't even talk about it. But the fact that Putin is putting on the table the remote possibility of using nuclear weapons in Ukraine is, again, another indicator that the war is not going well. I am anything but an expert on this. You'll probably be able to find 10 million people who know more about it than I do. But here's what I think is going to happen. Either Russia is going to start an all-out assault. They're going to throw everything they've got at this war, which would be devastating. Or they're going to try to find some way to save face and sign a peace treaty.